an old hippie and he don't know what to do.
Mike Reesh. You've given him way too much slack here to do what he wants.
You're going to start carrying pink slips?
Yes. Okay.
You're the one that said you were an old hippie.
No, what I said was.
He just took off on that.
Well, okay, whatever.
What did you say?
What I was trying to say was I was on the back end of the hippie movement, and I think it affected me more than I thought it did.
Yeah, well, when you plug yourself into these wires at your desk, okay, we'll see. Hey, I want to take just 1 minute. Mm-hmm. I had an opportunity to join one of our regular guests on the show is Dr. Sky, and we had an opportunity just to have a social lunch the other day, and he said, hey, Rosie, come downtown Phoenix and meet me at Hobnob's Cafe and Spirits. It's at 3rd Avenue in McDowell, and boy, I'm kind of a connoisseur of chicken salad.
Mm-hmm.
And they had two varieties. They had plantation variety, which sounded kind of sweet, but then they have the voodoo chicken salad.
Did you try that?
And they served that on a bed of less. It was really good. I mean, that's a go back for lunch.
Oh.
Yeah, really good. But the reason I bring Hobnob's Cafe and Spirits up, located again at 3rd Avenue in McDowell, is the owner came over to the table and handed me this. They are serving 1,000 free meals. 1,000 free meals.
In one day?
No, but it's to all the law enforcement friends, amazing men and women putting their lives on the line daily. And I'm reading from his script here. Your courage is the shield that protects and serves each of us. Your sacrifice and service is truly an inspiration we're grateful for. And the Hobnob's Cafe would like to show their support as a token of appreciation. Your meal is on them. So law enforcement, if you're hungry and you're in the neighborhood of 3rd Avenue in McDowell, get over to Hobnob's Cafe and Spirits, and they're going to serve 1,000 free meals to law enforcement.
When is that, though? Is that
it's
just
right
just
now? Until they serve 1,000.
Okay. Starting today and going forward?
It's been going for a little while.
Okay. So when they get to 1,000, they'll...
Yep.
Well, bless their hearts. You can't not feel for men in blue right now, men and women in blue. Just...
Amen.
How much it would hurt just to... Be a family.
Yeah. The restaurant's located in an old historic home that they've retrofitted into a cafe right there on the corner of 3rd Avenue and McDowell. It's the southwest corner. Southeast corner. You can't miss it. A great little shop. And the menu really looked interesting.
That's earned then. Rosie doesn't give that away very easily.
Yeah.
You know, another interesting one, I don't know that they're doing, as far as I know, any kind of free meals, but have you ever eaten at the Cornish Pastry?
No. Where is that one?
I just looked it up, and apparently they have 3 locations, but the one I was at was down on University and about Hardy, and apparently it's kind of an English thing, and it's how they used to make meals for the miners.
Just wrap it.
And then on a stick, so you didn't have to touch it. But that was very interesting.
Okay.
And a neat little place. I mean, I like finding little local joints. This one wasn't really all that little, but it was.
You have to try that one as well.
I'll make a point to stop there again if I'm in the area, because it's very unique.
Very good. Yeah, it's kind of like chicken pot pies to go. Then you just can carry it in your hand. Yeah, it's a great idea.
They were big. I had one half of it for lunch that day, and then I ate the other half for lunch the next day.
All right. One of the things we like to do is talk about some of the favorite places we land. If you've got a place you'd like to promote, give us a ring. Join the conversation. 1-888-767-4348. Things to do. We had Scott Lavin from Fish and Game on last week as you were talking. He upset you by...
Well, he didn't upset me. He just said something.
The news that possibly we could have kids that never set foot on dirt. They're raised in an urban environment where they're on concrete their entire lives. That is heartbreaking. But what I want y'all to do, if y'all are looking for ways to get your kids outdoors, go to Arizona Game and Fish website. It's AZGFD. That stands for Arizona Game and Fish Department, okay? AZGFD.com. Right on the homepage, there is a tab called Events. And there's one coming up August 6th where you can be with game and fish biologists netting bats at night, 7:30 to 10 p.m. along the Verde River north of Scottsdale. Arizona is home to 28 species of bats. I don't know how many of them you'll catch that night, but wouldn't that be a fun event? They stretch the nets up across the sky. It's kind of like snipe hunting.
I've never gone snipe hunting with a net.
Yeah. And they stretch these nets up across the areas of known bat traffic, and they're netted. The biologists actually band and inspect the animal. You're able to see them right there firsthand in actually hand-touching distance. So it's a great family event. There is a small fee for everyone, and you can check it out by going to azgfd.com, Arizona Game Fish Department.com, AZGFD, right on the homepage, right there under events.
And that website should be bookmarked for everybody. We send people there all the time. What do I do? When you have termites, you call a termite guy. When you got bees, you call a bee removal expert. When you have ants, you spread out some granulars. What happens when you have javelina, mountain lions, bobcats, wildlife in your backyard? We get those questions all the time. Game and Fish has a great resource for, here's what you do if this animal's in your yard.
Fantastic. A lot of people are planting to encourage wildlife to come in their yard, and some people are building actual property prisons to keep them out of the yard. So it goes both ways. That's azgfd.com. Hey, coming up in the rest of the show this morning, of course, we've got 8 o'clock hour. Well, let me talk about the next segment here. We've got Marshall Trimble, Arizona's official state historian, joining us by phone. He's up in Payson this morning.
Are you guys going to be able to keep this to a segment?
No.
I mean, you and Marshall can go on for probably 2 hours. You'd even in 15 minutes?
Easily go on for 2 hours. We've got John Eisenhower, our Rosie Certified Arborist, coming at 8 o'clock, as well as Bill Jenkins from Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping. Going to be talking about all things having to do with your yard and your outdoor property. 9 o'clock's open hour. 10 o'clock will be real estate disclosures.
As well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.